Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ryan Goodman talking about beef advocacy in just a moment.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit relentlessprotection.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Ryan Goodman is helping lead beef advocacy efforts for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He works especially with their Masters of Beef Advocacy program, the MBA program. It's been so highly successful around the country. And he says his goal is to try to help as many cattle producers as possible be able to work with consumers, talk to consumers about what's going on in the beef industry and where their beef comes from.
Well, you know, our market research team at NCBA has done a lot of work trying to figure out what our consumers asking and how do they want that information delivered. So as we've relaunched the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand over the past year, we've tried to put all of that information in there. So helping members of our beef community understand that we've got a wealth of information there, everything that's researched back and approved by the USDA there at beefitswhatsfordinner.com, and just knowing that we've got those resources there. And then helping members of our beef community to just understand, you know, how do we be better communicators? Because that's maybe not a soft skill we learn on the farm or the ranch, and being able to put our stories out there where people are asking those questions, and making ourselves available and transparent to be able to answer those things, and really helping people to feel comfortable that we are raising that safe and wholesome and quality product that they're wanting on their plates today.
And our own Carson Horn asked Ryan Goodman how we're doing.
Well, you know, today I think we're realizing with activity of groups that are maybe opposing our way of life and what we do, we're realizing that advocacy is very much part of doing business today. And so advocacy in the form of just kind of letting people know all of the innovations that we've made over the last 3 or 4 decades and how we're raising cattle, how we're managing our resources, and making sure that that's sustainable for years to come. And sustainability is a huge word. People want to know that when they're eating food, that they're eating food that was raised in the most sustainable way and that we're being good stewards of our resources. And so we've got a wealth of information. We just launched the Cattlemen Stewardship Review. And so with our grassroots advocacy program, trying to disseminate that to the beef community and helping us to understand what we are and what we are doing with our resources and how we're utilizing them to be better stewards and the opportunities we have to continually improve. My role with helping to do that and that training is helping to identify how we say things and how that comes across, and that can really make a difference in how our message is received.
And one of those words that Ryan Goodman mentioned, sustainability.
Sustainability looks very different from place to place and region to region. And so helping to define, you know, what are those principles of sustainability when we're looking at the environmental impact, the economic impact, and the social impact, and how we're being good stewards and utilizing those resources. And so I think it's important that everybody understands what those are and how to tell your story through those lenses and how we're contributing to being good stewards of those resources.
And in talking with Ryan Goodman at the recent Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, our own Carson Horn asked him, what sort of skills does it take to be a good beef advocate?
You know, I think it's really important that when we talk about advocacy, everybody kind of thinks of social media, but it's not just social media. When we're out in our communities and interacting with everyone, we're making an impact and an impression. And so we need to make sure that that's a good impression. So focusing on how well we're listening, which I think is a really important part of being a good, strong advocate, listening to what people are asking, and then thinking about how can I not just share the facts, but put it into my story and share my experiences, because people really connect with others' experiences, passion and enthusiasm, really connect with other people. And so if we can help to share those, to resonate with others, I think our stories can go a lot farther than just sharing statistics, infographics, and facts, and then we can really help to understand what people are asking and how we can share and incorporate our stories into that.
Mm-hmm. Beef industry advocate Ryan Goodman. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each April, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.